Recorded Books presents Destined for You by Tracy Peterson. Narrated by Stephanie Cozart. Chapter 1. Duluth, Minnesota, September 1869. Gloriana Womack was not one to brook nonsense. If her 25 years had taught her anything, it was that 8-year-old boys were constantly in motion, and that motion often took them to places that guaranteed the need for a bath. But with the school bell set to ring in less than 10 minutes, Gloriana barely had time to get her brother, JT, into a clean shirt. "I told you not to go outside until it was time to leave for school."
Glory, I just wanted to see if Papa was still here."
The curly-headed boy let her dress him but kept straining to see out the window. "Papa told you he'd be back to walk you to school. He's not going to leave before he does that. Remember, he's not fishing today. He has business to tend to."
"I don't know why I have to go to school anyway. When I get big, I'm going to catch fish like Papa does. He didn't go to school."
"Which is exactly why he wants you to. There are a lot of things that are limited for Papa because he didn't get an education. Even taking care of bank business requires someone to go with him. Mama used to read for him, but now I do it."
"Mr. Carson went with him today,"
JT said. "Yes, he did. Mr. Carson is very helpful in these things." She had nothing but fond thoughts for the sweet young couple next door. Scott and Sally Carson had become like family. Gloriana finished the last button on her brother's shirt and had just straightened.